Today brought more striking pictures of refugees fleeing Syria for Europe. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has called the flow of migrants into her country breathtaking and said the rest of the European Union must share the burden. Today in Britain, Prime Minister David Cameron said the UK will do just that. He pledged to resettle 20,000 Syrians from refugee camps in the Middle East.
This provides refugees with a more direct and safe route to the United Kingdom, rather than risking the hazardous journey to Europe, which has tragically cost so many lives.
NPR's Eleanor Beardsley joins us now from Vienna. And Eleanor, yesterday you were on a train filled with refugees that was finally able to leave Budapest. How much of a different scene was it compared to what we saw there last week?
Right. Well, people surged onto the trains yesterday. There were 14 trains that pulled out of Budapest station, and the Hungarian police just stood by and watched. Earlier last week, they were actually cordoning off the station and not allowing the migrants to even come in. And then they did let them come in at the end, but they wouldn't let them buy tickets, and then they stopped all the trains. So it was really different. There was much relief. The families crammed into the cars. There were little children. There were lots of young men, and there was even I met a woman with a two-week-old baby. So people were settled in and very happy to be leaving.
And what changed? Did Hungary essentially feel pressure from the rest of Europe?
Well, I think Hungary was just overwhelmed. They were breaking out of camps. They had set off along the highway. I also went out on the highway from Budapest to Vienna, where people were walking. They had planned to walk all the way to the Austrian border. And I think it was a disastrous image for Hungary and, in the international media. And so as a one-off thing, the government said, we're chartering 100 buses. We're going to take them there. And also Germany and Austria saw that, and they opened up the border because they just couldn't keep those people kettled up like that in Hungary.
Mm. Were most of the people that you met from Syria, or, we're hearing reports that now Iraqi refugees are making their way over?
Yeah, I sat with some Iraqi men from Mosul. One guy was a former police officer, and he showed me him sitting at his desk, and ISIS had come, and they had to flee. I would say most of the people I talked with were Syrian, but there were Iraqis, and there were people from Afghanistan as well.
And where were these migrants headed? Were they all wanting to go somewhere in Germany?
Well, no, not all of them. Some of them said Sweden, the Netherlands, the guy said Belgium. I live in Paris, and I asked them, do you want to go to France? And they said they hadn't thought about it. But, what they had heard is that Germany has a strong economy. They thought there were jobs and factories. But most all of them said, unless they had family somewhere, they said, no, we would go anywhere. Our children can go to school, and we can work. And as you saw today, as you just played, British Prime Minister David Cameron says Britain will take in 20,000. French President François Hollande says France will take in 24,000 refugees over the next 2 years. He said that's France's duty as an asylum-seeking country, part of what France stands for. So there are other places for them to go, and I'm sure all of these refugees will be very happy about that.
So it sounds like there is some progress being made on this. And yet here we are the last couple of days seeing Europe dealing with another crisis and potentially another divide. Where are we now? Is this still a test for the strength of the European Union?
Oh, absolutely. And, people are comparing it to the Greek debt crisis. Many analysts say that this is far bigger. The Greek debt crisis is nothing. Greece was 3% of the EU's economy. This is a massive crisis that is going to put Europe and all of its principles to the test. And not to be oversimplistic, but it's already breaking down into, you could sort of say, the good Europeans and the bad. For example, France and Britain taking them in, Germany taking people in, the warm welcomes people got in Austria and Germany. And then, the words of Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban, who says he's going to send the army down to the country's southern border with Serbia and keep them out. He says the migrants have threatened Europe's Christian values. Mm. But actually, when I was in Hungary, I found that the people came out and helped. And a lot of Hungarians did a lot for the migrants. And they said they felt ashamed by the actions of their government.
What about that? Is there a disconnect between what you're hearing from the Hungarian government and what you see from the Hungarian people?
For me, there was. But the polls show that 70% of the Hungarian people supported the government's actions. But Hungarians I talked to said Hungary is a small country and they don't have a lot of immigration. And so people said 95% of Hungarians had never even met a migrant. They had no opinion at all. But this government has an anti-migrant stance. So they're sort of hammering in these messages to people who don't really have an idea about it. So, but yes, I saw a disconnect. The Hungarian people wanted to help and the government is not helping.
Is there any sense that Europe can afford this crisis?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, people say, oh, the systems in Europe are stretched. But when you look that, you know, poor countries like Jordan have taken in 2 million refugees, Europe is rich. And if every country did its part, and, you know, Britain, Germany and France and Italy want to put forward a plan now that each country would take in a certain amount, and it would be based on GDP and its, you know, countries' populations. So we're not looking at overwhelming European countries with migrants, but if every country did pitch in and do its part, absolutely Europe could afford to do it.
NPR's Eleanor Beardsley speaking with us from Vienna, Austria. Eleanor, thanks.
You're welcome, Peter.